Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. It's all about the playoffs and the Chicago Wolves that have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home tomorrow for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs start a three-game set tonight in St. Louis against the red-hot division-leading Cardinals. Eddie Butler makes his Cubs debut, opposing Mike Leake. Mark Grody's pregame on the Score starts at 6:40. Miguel Gonzalez will try and stop the White Sox five-game slide tonight against Ulysses Chacin and the woeful Padres at 7:10 in a Bears rookie camp. That started today. How about that whole deal? And Mitch Trubisky thinks his experience backing up in college will help him in his situation this year.
It was frustrating not getting my opportunity, but it also taught me a lot of things about patience and what you can do in the meantime to work and continue to better yourself and ultimately how to be a great teammate throughout the process when things aren't going your way. So I think it made me the man and player I am today. So I'm thankful for it, and I still have a lot of room to grow.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Listen live with Spiegel and Parkins, broadcasting from the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field before the Cubs take on the Reds Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Stop by the broadcast when gates open up and catch the action. I'm Rick Camp. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Hitting second at third base, number 17, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
Bryant with two outs. High fly ball out in the deep right. That ball is gone! Cubs win!
Third baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
This ball is going to make the upper deck his third home run of the game.
Reigning National League MVP.
A year ago, he was the unanimous winner for Rookie of the Year. This year, Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant was almost unanimous for the National League MVP award.
World Series champion.
This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play!
Talking Cubs all season long.
Nice what we did last year, but this year is a completely different year. There's no need to sit back and say that we finally won one and now you can just go out there and put on cruise control. It's definitely not like that here. I mean, we want to do it all over again.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Looking forward to our conversation with Chris Bryant right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. Now, speaking of Dan,
yes,
I just got a text just now from the lady. She says, "Oh my god, I just turned on watch670thescore.com to listen to the show." And she says, "I think I got a virus or something. I had it running to listen while I'm working. It stopped playing, so I went up to see if it was buffering or something. It's porn." So shout out to anybody out there who may be getting the same things as my lady right now.
What?
Or maybe she's just searching on things at the job and is trying to blame it on watch670thescore.com.
Maybe she's home and she opened a tab.
No, she's at work, but...
Wait, she went to watch670thescore.com and she got porn?
Yeah, she said she got a virus
porn,
or something.
Dan, porn.
She said, "I had it running to listen while I'm working. It stopped playing, so I went up to see if it was buffering or something." And right. She said, "There's nothing but porn on my screen."
Is it good porn?
Ooh. Now I have to ask. Because, you know, everybody's porn preferences are a little bit different. You know, some people like MILFs, some people like
GILFs,
redheads, some people like, and this, by the way, we have to do something about the porn industry's labeling of things, because no one says ebony anymore, all right?
Nor do they say ivory.
Ebony and ivory.
Ebony?
Yeah.
as a category?
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm not, there's no ebony. Just say black. Or if you want to go after.
Make up your mind.
Exactly.
What do you
people want to be called? Right. See, it's fine on my screen here. I just called it out. The only problem.
What,
is
porn?
It says, it's us. Not engaged in anything like that. Right. And it says, watch Spiegel and Parkins take midday sports talk to a whole new level. And I don't see Spiegel and Parkins.
Well, that might be an issue as well.
Right.
She said, I had the full URL, but yeah, my computer completely shut down. So shout out to watch670thescore.com.
Chris yes. Bryant is on Twitter at ChrisBryant_23, and he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Chris? Before we get to the baseball part of this, I've been thinking about this all week long since the last time we talked to you last. He said, oh gosh, no, I'm not going to sabotage you or anything like that. What do you enjoy the least about being Chris Bryant right now?
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, the media attention or the lack of privacy. The pressure sometimes. I mean, you're a big damn deal. You know, that's why we got you on here every other week. But if you had to pick one thing right now where you're like, you know what, I could do without this. And it wouldn't be you complaining. It wouldn't be you belly aching and bitching. You know, people understand, you know, some people, hell, Steve Harvey told his people, don't talk to me before I get out the damn makeup room. So what is it for you?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's tough to complain, but I guess if I had to pick one, I don't know, just like, some of the attention off the field, just because, you know, you want to feel like a normal person sometimes. You know, you want to be able to go to dinner with your wife and, you know, just hang out and, you know, have a good meal. But sometimes it's a little harder to do that. But it comes with the territory, mm-hmm. and I completely expect it. And it's never anything bad. Nobody ever comes up and is, you know, saying terrible things. It's all great things.
Because you don't suck.
See, but, I mean. Well, and also you're a nicer guy than a lot of people are. And my belief is that adult autograph seekers, not kids, but the adult collector autograph seeker, there should be loopholes in the law that allow you to use a flamethrower on them as long as no one else is in danger. Because I'll never get it. I will never understand it about why you want to just harass people into signing things.
Oh my god, I completely agree. I mean, at the field, it's very understandable, but you know, when you start getting to the airport and people are waiting for you, and that'll get on my nerves a little bit. But okay. I always say no with a smile on my face.
Well, so when I'm lobbying for my flamethrower exception,
you're not going to have Chris in the background.
I'm going to call him in. He'll write an amicus brief for the court, just so we get a friend of the court sort of thing, so we can get this passed through.
When you're looking around, maybe when the ball is going around the infield during the warm-up tosses, what are some of the things that you lock in on while the game is going on? Because we're in commercial break, we're trying to figure out what we're going to drink or what we're going to eat or whatever, and I'm sure you're thinking about the game. But does your mind ever wander? And when it does in a baseball game, where does it go to?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm sitting there at third or wherever I'm playing, I'm smelling all these foods, and I'm like, man, I wish I could get, like, I wish I could stand in line at the snack bar at the game and get some of these foods. I mean, some of these things are, they look awesome. So I'm usually thinking about food or what I'm going to eat for dinner or, you know, what room service I'm going to order when I get back to the hotel, something like that.
Best room service hotel food on the road. You've been doing this now a year and a half or so. Give me something. 2 years now.
You know what? This one's a little sneak. I mean, it's not the best food. It's the best dessert. It's the Weston in Cincinnati has a really good chocolate brownie with a couple of scoops of ice cream on the side. So I'm going to go with that. But the food is not very good. The dessert's good.
Okay. All right. See, there it is. Now we know a little bit more about Chris Bryant. We can ask you why you guys suck lately.
Well, is this your first time going through what it feels like when Cub fans actually get horribly, irrationally nervous?
Yes.
And when is it entertaining to you, or is it surprising? How would you describe this feeling of what's happening to us?
You know, it's a little all of the above. I mean, to me, it is a little funny considering what we just did, you know, back in November. I mean, and you know, all the adversity we had to go through to get to that. But yeah, I mean, it's understandable because you know, as a fan, you know, I was a fan of, you know, I was watching the playoffs last year, and I think it was the Dodgers and the Nationals, and I was, like, on the edge of my seat because I had no control over the game. You know, I was, you know, telling the pitcher what to throw and all this, so I could totally understand where, you know, our fans are coming from because, you know, we're out there playing the game, and they're seeing us, you know, not playing the way we have played in the past. So it is frustrating, but I can tell you that we're not nervous at all. We're completely fine in the clubhouse, and, you know, we know things are going to turn around.
How are you guys dealing with it? I mean, are there conversations of it? Miguel Montero has spoke out about it. John Lackey has. Joe Maddon is trying his best to keep everybody on the up and up. But how do you guys deal with it as a team in your own little circles?
Yeah, I think in the clubhouse has been great. I mean, you know, I think after a tough loss or after a game, you know, you think about it for a little bit. But, you know, I think, you know, once you're on the bus to go back to the hotel, it's, you know, on to the next game. There's too many games to, you know, focus on in baseball, you know, to really dwell on the last one. So that's kind of where we're at. I mean, nobody's going crazy. I mean, it is a little frustrating, you know, when you're not playing like we did last year. I mean, we went 25-6 to, you know, start the year last year, and that was crazy. Now we're not doing that. But we feel pretty average right now. We don't want to be that. So I think we're going to turn around.
I was reading some statistical analysis about just what it means to stress out a pitching staff when defense is giving an offense extra outs. And we just think, okay, hey, all right, pitch over it. But, you know, in aggregate, over time, when fewer batted balls are turned into outs, that's when, especially, you know, to start a series, maybe you're into your high-leverage bullpen earlier than you want to be, and a pitcher's out of a game in the fifth instead of the sixth, and little things begin to add up. Has there been talk? Has Joe talked about? Hey, look, let's backstop this with defense, because that's something that might be a little bit of concentration, communication. That's something we can just do better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something he talked about in spring training and going back to last year's. That, you know, it's kind of something we have a little more control over, and you have a better success rate, obviously, on defense. So I just think it's important not to try to do, you know, make the crazy play, make the routine play so that, you know, our pitcher, you know, gets out of the inning sooner and they don't have to continue to throw all these pitches, you know. But as baseball players, we don't need to read any articles or any of that, knowing that, you know, the more errors you make, the tougher it is on our pitcher. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a correlation there.
Speaking of, how much information do you need or want or have to have as a hitter, as you're growing into what you want to be as a hitter?
Very, very minimal. I mean, I like to know kind of what the pitches, you know, what he has and how they move and maybe how often he throws them or what's his go-to pitch. But I don't really like to look at how he pitches other guys because, you know, you are your own player. Your at bat is an individual at bat. It's completely different than any other guy out there because you're the one standing in the box. So that's how I look at it. And, you know, anytime you get all this crazy info in your head, it's just causing you to think more. And, you know, that's when things kind of go bad, when you're thinking too much.
So when they changed your swing and tried to get a little bit more of an uppercut and the launch angle and all the things that people were worried about heading into last season, and of course you had a terrific season, how was that applied? How did that manifest itself with the video or with teaching or with the info that you needed?
Yeah, well, for me, going into last year, it was more, you know, how to have a flatter swing because I already have that natural uppercut, getting the ball in the air, and I think my first year I was getting the ball in the air too high, so I wanted to kind of hit more line drives, you know, into the air. And for me, it was just going back to a drill that I did in college where, you know, it was just the high tee drill. You put a, you know, ball as high as it can go on a tee, and you really try to hit just a line drive up the middle and have all your energy as a hitter going towards the pitcher. So you're squaring that ball up. And, you know, I still practice it, so I think I got better at hitting the high pitches. And as a result, you know, I think the balls came lower, you know, in the air, and they were more of a line drive. So it's nice to see results like that.
Have you ever had a coach comp you to some other major leaguer? Because some guys like to do that, say, okay, here's somebody with a swing that looks like yours, or maybe your height and weight or your level of crouch or your swing plane. Has there ever been another name to say, you know what, you remind me of this guy, or maybe do what this guy did?
I mean, I can think back to, like, in high school and college, you know, you have the scouting reports, you know, when you're coming into the draft. And I think guys are saying, like, Troy Gloss, just the size and mm-hmm. the position we played, but I don't think our stances are anywhere close. But now I haven't really heard too many of it. I mean, and I like it. I like to be my own self and have my own style play, so I don't have to compare myself to anybody.
Yeah, I love when they were showing pictures of your dad in Boston, and they kept cutting back and forth to them getting all, you know, excited to hit the home run, and he's jumping up and down.
He had his own inning.
It was great, and he really did. And, you know, and for those of us who are little league dads, to see it at that level, I mean, it's just incredible. Like, it's still your kid. I mean, you're sitting there in Fenway Park, but it's still your kid playing baseball. And then they show a card. They show your dad's card from the Elmira Pioneer Red Sox in 1980. I'm sure you've seen this.
Yep.
But it's uncanny. It's like you dressed as a 70s baseball player for Halloween. I mean, with, like, you know, the rakish mustache mm-hmm. and the eye black and everything, and the big wooden bat with a thick handle and all the tape on it, a big batting gloves. I mean, it's just
a handful of amphetamines.
I don't know if they were that far, but it's. I'm sure you've heard it from other people, but it's really striking that you cut the same figure as your dad.
See, I look at that card and I'm like, I look nothing like that.
Oh, come on!
So you think you look more like your mom?
I don't know who I look like.
Are they your parents, Chris?
Yeah, are you sure?
They are my parents. Yeah. But my brother is kind of a spitting image of my dad. When you look at him in that picture and kind of what he looks like now, you would flip over that even more. But yeah, I guess we look similar.
I like the fact that there's nothing on the back of the card. It's like there's a picture on the front, and then all it just says Mike Bryant, you know, height, weight, bats right, throws right, age and hometown, and that's it.
Right, yeah, it's ancient. The baseball cards have come a long way since then.
Yeah, they always say ultimately you play to what it says on the back of the baseball card. Yep. Like, well, hey, whatever, play to whatever you are, I guess. And, you know, because that's the term that people have been saying when talking about guys who are slumping. They say, hey, whether it's, you know, Addison Russell or Kyle Schwarber. There's, I love the level of confidence in Kyle around the team, top to bottom. Everybody's saying, don't worry about him. He's going to be fine. Even though it's a guy that's barely played Major League Baseball, I'm amazed at how across the board consistent the confidence is in him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no, I mean, you see what he can do on the big stage when it really counts. And he settled into his own. He's learning how to hit in the leadoff spot, which is something completely new to him. And he hasn't complained one bit along the way. So, and that's half the battle too, I think, sometimes is, you know, kind of what you're thinking about your situation. But, you know, I think the biggest thing with him and kind of the rest of our team is that the presence that they all provide. I mean, once you see him walking up to start the game, it's kind of like you got to be on your game from the very get-go. You don't want to make a mistake the first pitch of the game because you know that there's a possibility that that ball is not going to be here anymore.
So what do you know about Eddie Butler?
I know he's doing a great job right now, and we're excited to have him up. I mean, I think we actually faced him my first year, but I didn't remember. I know that he has a pretty heavy sinker, throws it pretty hard, and he's been pitching really well. So, you know, I can't wait to see him out there tonight.
The Cardinals experience, is it everything that it feels like, it, you know, when we're watching it on television, whether they're here or you guys are at Busch Stadium, that atmosphere, is it palpable, or are we just, you know, making it up in our heads because it should feel like a rivalry?
I guess a little of both. I mean, I try not to look at any team as just a rivalry, you know, try to get myself super pumped up for a game because, you know, I don't know. They're all the same to me, but sure, there's a lot of history to it, and it's fun to kind of, you know, put that label on it as a rivalry, but especially lately, too, with us kind of becoming a better team and them kind of being the team that they've always been, the games are more exciting, so, you know.
So game 38 in May is not a big game, is what you're saying.
No, they all count. They all count the same.
Because there's some people really pointing to this, and there are Cubs saying, like, "Oh, come on, this is when it has to happen. We have to feel better about the Cubs right now." And I'm certain that this series is going to get out have the same kind of outsized angst or excitement for better or for worse. I mean, the Yankees series felt pretty. There was some crackling baseball going on in that series. So I would say be ready for it if you hadn't felt it before, because the Cubs fans are just nervous right now.
Well, I'll tell them first, stop worrying. I mean, but, you know, I guess it is kind of good to experience this, because there's going to be times where, I mean, hopefully I play forever as long as I can, and there's going to be times where things just aren't going good. And it's important to kind of learn how to deal with it that way. So, but I think we're going to turn around pretty soon. We're just too good of a team. I think the talent we have is just, you know, unmatched. So I think, you know, we're going to turn around here real soon.
All right, before we let you go, how awful is it to be at work 3.5 hours longer than you expected it to be?
Gosh, that was a killer game. But, yeah, I mean, I played a 22-inning game in college. It was actually against Aaron Judge. He was on Fresno State.
Wow.
22 innings. It was like seven hours and 15 minutes. But man, I mean, it's cool to be a part of and kind of have that as a story, but I was beat.
I'm all for whatever proposal they want to come up with.
You should leave those games, Chris.
Yeah, go to sleep. I mean, just with everything we know about sleep science and circadian rhythm.
Just go take a nap in the clubhouse.
Routine. Like, there's got to be some way to make sure the teams don't get ruined for a week and a half.
Have Eric Hinsky put your jersey on and go out there and play third base. Nobody will know the difference.
Yeah, why not? But we'll do the runner on second and third tiebreaker rules.
Oh, that sucks too, by the way.
No, just call it a tie. I mean, I read something about how, you know, before daylight savings time existed, Major League Baseball, where the sun would go down and say, "All right, we done? Yeah, we're kind of done." And they would have ties. And over 162, if you have 2, 3, 4 ties, it didn't really end. It all came out in the wash in the end.
Right. I'll take a tie over a loss for sure.
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Before we let you go, we got something special coming up here at 4 o'clock. It's our Friday Fung, and it's Mundane Sports Achievement. And one of our texters wants us to know, wants us to ask you, actually, have you ever had a mundane sports achievement?
Now, the examples of these that we've had, the kinds of things where you've got like a wadded-up piece of paper, and you throw it across a classroom, and it lands in somebody's cup of water. Or
if you throw a carrot across a party, and it lands in a drunk friend's mouth.
Right, you're with me. Yes, I'm just saying, anything like that where you say, "Oh my God, I could stand here all day and never do that again if I tried that 1,000 times."
Oh my gosh. See, now, let me think about that, and I'll tell you next time.
Okay.
That's quite the tease for the next visit there.
Everybody's got one. But what I would think is usually it's people like us who aren't professional athletes who get much more excited about something that would be spectacular in the everyday, because you get to do actual spectacular things, like hit the ball over the green monster. We don't get to do that.
So you're saying you've never thrown popcorn into a sleeping John Lackey's mouth?
No, I haven't done that. But now I'm going to be thinking about that in between innings when the balls are being thrown across the diamond instead of the food that I'm going to be eating.
Good.
That night.
Fair it is. Fair enough.
Well done, Chris.
Chris, thank you. As always, have a good series.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs, who joins us every other week on the Bernstein and Goff Show. When we come back, we have a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. Did we do the Sherry's Berries?
Mm-mm.
I don't think we did. Why don't I do that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Be caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you win a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Time to spoil mom with the decadent gourmet dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Don't wait. Go to berries.com to order now. And we got flowers on the other side for you on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I watched the Houston Rockets get hammered in their own house last night by the San Antonio Spurs from start to finish, and really, I still have no idea how that happened. How in the world do you show up like that in an elimination game in your house when the other team is without their best player and their Hall of Fame point guard? Obviously, it's not that they lost, it's how they lost that's so mind-boggling. By completely laying down and getting blown out and humiliated in their own building with the entire world watching. watching. And all those raps against Houston that had come up over and over again, that had seemingly been destroyed during the regular season, came right back in one terrible evening. And while I would never ever wish injury on anybody at all, there is a small piece of me that hopes that James Harden might be hurt, because if he's not, he has got no legitimate excuse for that laydown effort last night. I'm Jim Rome.
Have a roofing project? Then you should be saving on it. Come into the Home Depot and get 20% off bulk pricing on select shingles from top brands like GAF. You can even get the latest architectural shingles plus all the other roofing accessories you need to get the job done quickly. This is how you get a roofing project started. With 20% off bulk pricing on GAF shingles, only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
This Mother's Day, take your mom on a cruise through the amazing aisles at Half Price Books. It's a trip around the world. Invite her to spend the day with her favorite authors, actors, musicians, hobbyists, and of course, her most thoughtful kid. After all, browsing a great bookstore with a loved one is probably just her cup of tea. Hey, mom gave you the gift of reading. Return the favor during Take Mom to a Bookstore Week, May 8th through Mother's Day at Half Price Books.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in LA and we're not on the East Coast. We broadcast live right here from Chicago. And when Chicago sports news breaks, we break in with all the details. Keep streaming The Score for the best of Chicago sports talk. We're 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
But he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. We'll be right back.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fed. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Aries, give your karma a boost by making a donation or volunteering for a good cause. Taurus, it's going to be one of those weeks where you're nonstop busy but don't get anything done. Gemini, don't try to take any risks this week. Things aren't as good as they seem. Cancer, tension with others is bound to occur, but try to see all sides of the situation. Leo, your routine is a little boring for you this week. Try and spice things up a bit. And Virgo, you find a new way to make something mundane and boring much more fun for everyone. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Why so ominous?
I don't know. This beat makes me feel like we're getting ready for war. We're taking on the other show across the dial, and we're bludgeoning them until they've got opinions.
Good luck with that.
We're going to take on the Naper Vanillion and all the others over there, and it's going to be a radio
just
fight.
Have an opinion about something.
I won't fight Jeff Dickerson, though, because I like him.
Caller 6 to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700. Wins a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. Get amazing deals, beautiful flowers, and the perfect bouquet for Mother's Day starting at only $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. And this segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. So now everybody's mad at us saying that if Chris Bryant takes a line drive off the forehead, it's going to be because he's thinking about his mundane sports achievement.
Well, or it could be the way he's been fielding over the last week. But either way,
if it hits with the forehead, at least it stays in front of him.
There it is. Just knock the ball down.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home tomorrow for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs start a three-game set tonight in St. Louis against the red-hot division-leading Cardinals. Eddie Butler will make his debut as he opposes Mike Leake. Chris Bryant was just on Bernstein and Goff and said the team's not stressed about their play as of late.
The clubhouse has been great. I mean, I think after a tough loss or after a game, you know, you think about it for a little bit. But, you know, I think, you know, once you get on the bus to go back to the hotel, it's, you know, on to the next game. There's too many games to, you know, focus on in baseball, you know, to really dwell on the last one. So that's kind of where we're at.
Pre-game with Mark Grody starts at 6:40 tonight here on The Score. Miguel Gonzalez will try and stop the White Sox five-game slide tonight against Yolis Chacin and the woeful San Diego Padres at 7:10. Bears rookie minicamp started today, and John Fox is excited about the possibilities with his new quarterback.
Well, the guy's got leadership ability, even at a young age. I mean, I think he was Mr. Football in the state of Ohio, and you know, that's something that you don't hand out to anybody. Look at what he did and how he handled his career at UNC. And, I think, he was just getting started, really. But, even if he had stayed in college football, I think he would have just continued to get better and better. And we're glad to have him out.
Kawhi Leonard is expected to play in Game 1 against the Warriors on Sunday. The Celtics will try and close out the Wizards tonight in Game 6 in D.C., NHL, the Western Conference Finals start tonight. Predators are in Anaheim taking on the Ducks. Round 2 of the Players' Championship, Louis Oosthuizen, Kyle Stanley, and William McGirt are tied for the lead at 6-under. Presence Health is proud to sponsor the 20th anniversary Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. With same day evening and weekend appointments, getting your mammogram is hassle-free. Visit presencehealth.org/easymammo. where cancer treatment becomes cancer care. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score tonight is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 640 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. So I guess people are excited that there are Bears players running around in shorts and shells.
Video out there, and here's Adam Shaheen catching the ball and running.
The Bears Instagram page, too, they had all the jerseys. These are the numbers you should know. And they had Mitchell Trubisky with the number 10 and Tariq Cohen with the 29. Eddie Mitchell had 39, I believe, and 87 is Adam Shaheen.
That's Henry Moore had 87. Yeah. That about sum it up.
So, yeah, man, they're
Did you remember that when Fridge was on Johnny Carson?
Mm-mm.
When William Perry was on Johnny Carson, I don't know how it came up, but he was talking about something about how 1987, out of nowhere, Fridge just goes, 87, that's Henry Moore had. So you turned into
random sports picker.
Right. Like, well, thank you for that, Fridge. That's
so
great.
So, but like, seriously though, what? And this is not to drive phone calls or do like the radio thing, but what really has you juiced up as a sports fan right now? Because
as a sports fan,
Because the NBA playoffs, and I am an NBA fan. Yeah, have been underwhelming.
But now we get the meat
the
of
song.
It. Now we get to what we've been waiting for.
Yeah. And we get the top seeds hanging out together for seven games.
I'm excited about that.
I got you.
That we are conference finals, bring it.
Isn't it weird that the two guys who wanted to play every minute of every game said bye-bye? One of them last night, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook earlier on in the playoffs. And three of the last four teams that will be left are the sleep study squads.
Teams that know how to rest.
Golden State and Cleveland. So, you know, dude, I didn't know LeBron James led the league in minutes again this year. He played 42 minutes a game, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
this year?
That's this playoff
you
average.
Sure?
Yeah. Playoff, he was averaging 42.4.
Okay. So I must have. But because I saw somebody talking about how. Yeah, it was Scoop Jackson's thing on ESPN about rest and how LeBron has done this over and over again where he tells the guys, hey, we need to sweep them because we can chill for a longer time. And you could practice as well. Like, I was surprised that. Not the numbers that he had put up, but the minutes per game in his 14th year that he's still logging. I thought he led the league in minutes this year, but I could be wrong.
This year, Andrew Wiggins led the league in minutes, total minutes played with 3,048. Karl-Anthony Towns is second.
Not per game, though?
This is total.
Give me per game,
all right, Bernstein. I have to scroll down, because in total minutes per game, LeBron was 10th.
Okay. In total.
Total minutes.
All right.
He took off
a lot of games.
Cat, Harden, Greek Freak, John Wall, Jimmy Butler, Harrison Barnes, Russell, CJ McCollum, and then LeBron.
Harrison Barnes.
I told you. I tried
to warn y'all about Harrison Barnes. But I did see this, though. I'm going to give you a stat. At least 25 points and 50% from the field. Longest streak to begin the playoffs. I'm going to give me some names that you think 25 points per game.
Averaging 25 points per game. And
50% from the field and a streak of them. Now, the last name is six.
I'd say Wilt.
No. I'm just the top five in terms of streaks, like years that they have done it consecutively in the playoffs.
Oh, years, not games in which they're
Yeah. So pretty Jordan? Much the most consistent and efficient playoff performers in NBA history.
Jordan
was fourth 6 years in a row. He did this in the playoffs.
How about Bird?
To begin his playoff career? No. There's a name on here that you're not going to get, but it's because we don't think of him in terms of playoff success.
Hmm. Well, Akeem?
No.
Didn't average 25.
Well, this is just the guys who have done it 6 years straight or more.
Okay.
Bernard King is one name.
Oh, Bernard King.
Right? You think of Bernard as a scorer,
right.
But you don't think about playoff success.
Yeah.
Bernard King is one. And the two guys ahead of LeBron James, who has done it 8 years in a row now, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Lou Alcindor. So both the same guy,
exactly.
Milwaukee Lou and Kareem as a Laker, 9 years and 10 years respectively.
LeBron James did lead the league in minutes per game at 37.8.
Think about that.
Kyle Lowry second at 37.4. Then Andrew Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, Kat, Harden, Wall, Anthony Davis, Lillard, George, Antetokounmpo.
37 minutes a game for that dude this
38
year.
38 almost.
38 minutes a game, and the eye on sweeping a team. He's gone into a playoff series with 5 days or more rest 23 times in his career. He has been one of the most efficient playoff performers in terms of getting you up out of here as we've ever seen.
And a lot of the texters did notice that in total minutes played, Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns, what do they have in common?
Youth. That's what they have in common.
Ice.
You jerks. Youth. They got youth in common. They're 22 and 23 years old.
They're young men. They're supposed to run around a lot. They're young.
Your man, A. Wiggins just isn't getting it.
He's not quite getting the playing basketball thing.
His instincts. He should be a lot better than he is right now. But that Harden thing last night, you know, I hate bringing up, and the NBA has skirted a couple of issues, miraculously so, over the last couple of decades. The Tim Donaghy thing and other rumors and whispers about game fixing and players betting. I don't like bringing that up because I don't think it's as prevalent or happens close to as often as a lot of the tinfoil hat people think. That to have that kind of conspiracy to cover that kind of thing up with gambling what it is now, it's damn near impossible, especially in the social media era. But last night, you know, not game fixing, but have you seen a player, a performer that you expected to perform and had that kind of performance before? Like, when's the last time you saw that?
Big a drop off. Somebody who's taken out
you
that
expect
successfully.
Him, yeah, you expect him to be the man, and he is everything but. Like, I'd love to say he quit, but he never stepped in the ring. You know, quitting to me is you're getting your ass drubbed out of there and, okay, I fought long enough. I'm up out of here. And he also, while I thought was as egregious as his play, the first 30-some-odd minutes he was on the floor, the intentional foul that dude took at the end of that game so he can get off the court and not be with his comrades out there who were getting 30-pieced, that was despicable as well. He fouled a dude intentionally so he could sit down. Like, that, to me, it's happened before in rec league ball where we've been getting blown out and there's like a minute and 10 left. And I screamed at Andy Garcia, one of our guys. He's like, all right. He told the ref to just run the clock. I'm like, dude, we got a minute and 10 here. I'm not going to quit for anybody. Like, quitting to me is worse than not even attempting to do something. So that was lame as hell to me last night. But how many times have you seen a guy and expected him to have a star performance in a game with that kind of magnitude?
Most disappointing big stage performances. And in back-to-back games, too.
Yeah, true.
That. It was back-to-back.
The fourth quarter of game five,
six
he was out of there, too.
Six consecutive quarters of bad.
See, this is the thing. 7-7-3, LeBron versus the Mavs, 9 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you can go there because I'm a LeBron fan, and I was pretty let down by his performance at the end there. And, of course, you go the J.J. Barea route and some of the things they were doing defensively. But I didn't feel like LeBron quit, and I hate calling guys quitter. I hate calling guys soft unless they really, really deserve it. But that had the all the trappings of a guy who, for whatever reason, because it was from the gate, like he looked. And that's why the concussion stuff was brought up, because he got hit in the head in game five.
There's some football examples. Haven't there been some...
But would it be quarterback? It'd have to be quarterback, wouldn't it? Because if you shut down a running back,
sometimes you can stack a box, and if the quarterback can't do anything.
A wide receiver drops a few passes.
Or doesn't finish routes. We've seen... There have been some Randy-looking games.
But what Randy Moss game have you seen when it mattered the most, where he was like,
I'm saying Randy Moss.
But I'm saying the minute we think about guys electing to quit that we expect to be star players, especially at the wide receiver position of recent vintage, it'd be Randy Moss because of the Oakland chapter of his career where they put a spotlight on him several times and he didn't run out the routes or didn't block on running plays. I don't want to go to Art Schleister mode here, but like when you talk about those kinds of things, especially in a league that has had those whispers before and I still can't believe they made the Tim Donaghy thing go away as as quickly as they did. Like that thing was gone rather quickly for the scandal that it was. But last night was as close to that as, and I'm not calling him a game fixer, but you know, that was pretty fishy. It was pretty despicable in my opinion because of the competitor that I think you should be when you're that good a player.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Top of the hour, Rich Campbell will get into what he's seeing as young men with
young
their
men.
New numbers and old cars are running around in their pajamas up in Lake Forest. We'll see if we can divine anything from that. My guess is no, but we're going to try to do it anyway. We're Bernstein and Goff, and you have the score.
And now, another score 25th anniversary moment.
You know, there were two people who have been the Bears, Mr. Hallis and me. I knew one thing, you know, if you win in a city as great as Chicago, then you become more than you should be. And that's what happened. I didn't want it to happen, but it happened. They're great fans up there, and they deserve the best, and I hope they get it.
This score 25th anniversary moment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Lucky Sandwich Company in Wrigleyville. Hey, Chicago.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. The wait is finally over. The all-new 2017 Chevy Bolt is now in stock at Apple Chevy. Get details and schedule a test drive at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
Fellas, ladies, Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights is taking it to another level during their anniversary sales event. Over 350 new Chevys marked with never-seen-before incentives. Like every one of the new 2017 Chevy Malibu LTs, 20% off MSRP. Those are huge savings, people, and that's a beautiful machine to drive in. Or, if you want to be a little bit more sturdy, you're a tough guy or a tough girl out there, all 2017 Silverados get an additional $3,000 in savings on top of all the other discounts. That's over $7,000 in savings available for you at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Of course, it's the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
Find great. Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Neolamprologus leluipi, Altolamprologus compressiceps, Siphotilapia frontosa. Words from a spelling bee, you say, no, Scott must be back. And these are just a few of the vast array of fish available at Oak Park Natural Pet during their May Fish Sale Extravaganza. 20% off all freshwater fish, 20% off all saltwater fish, 20% off all African cichlids, 20% off all placostomus, 20% off all live coral, and all live rock. You can get your glow on because all glowfish are also 20% off. So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet? Whether you're looking for a Maxima clam or a powder blue tang, no worries, Scott has you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison in Oak Park. Oak Park Natural, where you always find more fish.
Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights is taking it to another level during their anniversary sales event. Over 350 new Chevys marked with never-seen-before incentives, like every new 2017 Chevy Malibu LT, 20% off MSRP. That's huge savings. Or all 2017 Silverados get an additional $3,000 in savings on top of all the other discounts. Over $7,000 in savings available. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
History. This week in 1984, the USSR announced it will not participate in the Los Angeles Summer Olympics. Mario Andretti recorded the fastest Indianapolis 500 lap to date at over 220 miles per hour this week in 1988. This week in 1992, jockey Angel Cordero retired after winning over 7,000 horse races. And this week in 2001, in Ghana, 129 soccer fans died in a stampede stemming from a controversial decision by the referee.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Pax, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so you heard it from Chris Bryant. Chill out. It's fine. It's just baseball. It's baseball in May, and he doesn't look at rivalries. He says they all count. They're all, look, when you're Chris Bryant and you got your warm brownie with a couple scoops of ice cream on it.
Found some things out about the young man.
Yeah, dessert guy. Although he's
it'll be my exploration every other week. Finding things out about Chris.
Well, at some point we're gonna find some things.
And, good and bad.
Look, he's with me.
And he wanted to say, like, stop coming up to me at dinner. I just want to have a good dinner. But he's too nice a guy.
Yeah, but see, you shouldn't bother people at dinner.
No, that's their time with their family. You know, unless there's eye contact and it's like, all right, come on over, say hi or whatever. But yeah, let people live.
And if you're a grown up. Don't ask another man or woman for an autograph.
You angered someone here when you were asking that question, and when he asked,
probably one of the vermin that does it. Those people stand. I used to cover the Bulls, and you'd see the people standing outside the Birdo Center, Jordan, with books full of cards. Oh, God, Wennington. I mean, like you're having Bill Wennington sign 11 cards.
He had a burger. All right. He had a burger named after him. Don't you ever forget it.
He had a local McDonald's burger named after him.
Hey.
A backup center.
You win a championship, everybody eats. Everybody literally eats, baby. Yep.
Well, so it was better than the McJordan, which is one of the most disgusting things I've
never
ever seen.
Never had one.
Oh. Yeah? You're lucky.
What was it?
It was vile.
Was it like the surfing turf?
McVile. Because you know, it's like, Michael, let's make a burger. What do you go? Quite naturally. I like barbecue sauce.
Some honey.
Because he used to eat
sugary things,
country style, you know.
Well, he's a country dude.
Yeah, I know.
He was born in Brooklyn, but raised in North Carolina.
It was, what was it? It was a cheeseburger with like barbecue sauce, bacon.
Mm. I'm with you so far.
Pickle? No,
you don't like barbecue sauce on your burger a little bit?
No.
You know who does a really good? It's called the Dirty South, actually. Burger Point over there on State Street in the South Loop. They do terrific work because, like, all their ingredients are fresh, which that's all I ask for. You know, if you're going to slide some meat on a bun with some lettuce and tomato and all the good stuff. Make sure it's fresh. That's all I need, you know, and hot. But yeah, they do a Dirty South burger over there. So yeah, you know, a little bacon, a little cheddar cheese, a little barbecue sauce. You roll out. Why you don't have to eat it, but you know, I didn't know barbecue sauce made everything country though. Is that where
I like barbecue sauce on ribs or chicken. It's just okay. Don't invade Burger World. You don't stay away. You know,
so
no,
we can't go to Burger World.
Stay in your lane,
President Trump. We
stay
can't go
in
to
your Bur- lane. It was all of Georgia. It was barbecue sauce, which they called it McJordan sauce.
Well, be careful. What?
It was This was barbecue sauce, smoked bacon, onions, pickles, cheese, and mustard.
I don't have as big a problem with it as you.
Okay,
guys, are you grossed out by barbecue sauce on a burger
with mustard?
With mustard, yeah, that's disgusting.
Okay.
That's gross. But yeah. I will eat barbecue sauce on its own on a burger, minus the mustard.
Yeah, I don't think I've even had barbecue sauce on a burger, but you throw the mustard in there, yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah. Well, no, I've been willing to try it, but... Yeah.
The 219 says, do you guys mind if fans ask you for a photo?
No.
I never say no to that.
Yeah, no.
I was walking in the loop the other day, so a guy goes, hey, Bernstein!
It's always like that, yeah. You think
I'm
gonna
shot.
Be some, yeah. There's going to be some smoke in the city.
This is it, and...
I love you!
Like, can I get a photo?
Don't joke about that. Because then, like, next week we're going to have to do the Bernstein Got Shot show.
Some guy wants to impress Jodie Foster.
Right. See? It's going to... You speak these things into existence. As Tanny opens his mic again and clears his throat and says it as clearly as he possibly can. No, I mean, first of all, nobody's coming up to us asking for pictures that often. And usually it's after a remote, so you're already in that vibe of hanging with the people anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Or the people
that's cool.
The creepy guy that I get every once in a while where, you know, you're in Mariano's and the guy just walks away, you love your show. And then he walks away. He's like, hey, man, can I get your name before you walk away? Oh. Like, I always ask people before we're done, what's your name?
Always
like,
at Mariano's. And this guy came up to like,
hey, I love the show, man. And then they just keep walking.
And then he's with his wife or girlfriend. I'm like, you can introduce your wife or girlfriend.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
Because he just was like,
and like, that Bernstein's a cool guy.
Come with me, woman. Don't talk to the Bernstein.
Well, I'd be that way,
let
too.
Let him pick out his red onion.
I'd be that way, too.
This segment is brought to you by Global Granite and Marble. Time for new countertops. Let the experienced sales and design staff at Global Granite and Marble in Niles help you find the perfect stone for your project. Visit their website at globalgranite.com.
This from the 773, Dan showing his whiteness with the McJordan hate. I didn't know the community adopted this burger. I did not. I've never had one. I'm sure I've had one with those ingredients, but I've never had the actual McJordan from McDonald's.
Yeah, it was McBad.
All right, we'll talk to Rich Campbell next.
Bears,
rookie camp and other things and cars and number two picks overall and Adam Shaheen. So we'll do that Bearsy Bearsness next here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Pax, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in L.A. and we're not on the East Coast. We broadcast live right here from Chicago. And when Chicago sports news breaks, we break in with all the details. Keep streaming The Score for the best of Chicago sports talk. We're 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 20% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Malibu LTs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
Treat mom to a new outdoor look this spring. Northwest Metalcraft is your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues, and is proudly celebrating its 70th year in business. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Dropstone, Woodard, Kingsley Bay, and more, and over 40 premium grills.